June 15, the cost of grace, the sacrifice of love, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, Ephesians 5:2. This is the oblation of a life gift in our behalf, that we may be all that he desires us to be, representatives of him, expressing the fragrance of his character. His own pure thoughts, his divine attributes, are manifested in his sanctified human life, in order that others may behold him in his human form and be led to desire to be like Christ, pure, undefiled, wholly acceptable to God, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. How earnestly Christ prosecuted the work of our salvation. What devotion his life revealed as he sought to give value to fallen man by imputing to every repenting, believing sinner the merits of his spotless righteousness. How untiringly he worked, in the temple and in the synagogue, in the streets of the cities, in the marketplace, in the workshop, by the seaside, among the hills. He preached the gospel and healed the sick. He gave all there was of himself that he might work out the plan of redeeming grace. Christ offered up his broken body to purchase back God's heritage, to give man another trial. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. By his spotless life, his obedience, his death on the cross of Calvary, Christ interceded for the lost race. And now, not as a mere petitioner does the captain of our salvation intercede for us, but as a conqueror claiming his victory. His offering is complete, and as our intercessor he executes his self-appointed work, holding before God the censer containing his own spotless merits and the prayers, confessions, and thanksgiving of his people. Perfumed with the fragrance of his righteousness, these ascend to God as a sweet savor. The offering is wholly acceptable, and pardon covers all transgression.